live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the family of Aidan McInnesby say they've taken a step further towards justice. A Donegal senator fears illegal dumping in Donegal is a much deeper issue than initially thought. Campaign group Border Communities Against Brexit claims there is a certain level of unawareness in Donegal when it comes to the effects of Britain leaving the EU. And the Donegal County Council is calling on the government to include a redress scheme for mica-affected homeowners as part of Budget 2019. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the family of Aidan McInnesby say they've taken a further step towards justice. It's been confirmed a British soldier will be charged with the manslaughter after the 23-year-old was killed at an army checkpoint in County Tyrone. Aidan was on his way to a Gaelic football match when it happened in Auchnacloy in 1988. His cousin Brian Gormley has welcomed the decision to prosecute.
On that particular Sunday, Aidan was walking across the checkpoint to a Halu football pitch, was in the southern side of the Auchnacloy checkpoint, and he had just got about 2 minutes walk out that road just as he was coming up to about 100 yards from Ahalu pitch, and he was shot.
There are fears illegal dumping in Donegal is a much deeper issue than initially thought. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin claims there are potentially 16 million tyres illegally buried in hills outside Carndonagh. He says in 2011 it was brought to the attention of Donegal County Council that 10 million tyres were buried at the site, and following reports that none of the tyres were removed, there are claims an additional 6 million have been buried at the same location in recent months. Senator McLaughlin was speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show.
Apparently in 2011, the Sunday Life newspaper brought it to the attention of Donegal County Council and the authorities. Wait for this, Greg. 10 million tyres, right, are apparently illegally buried up in hills above Carndonagh. Right, that was reported in 2011. And in the last month, the Village magazine has reported that none of those tyres have been removed. And what they're alleging is that possibly another 6 million tyres have been buried at that location with permissions to use what are called kind of you pull tyres together for land reclamation that is legally permitted in some cases. So according to two reputable news outlets, there are potentially around 16 million tyres buried up in these hills above Carndonagh, running into water streams. I was absolutely not aware of that. So, you know, we have vast areas in Donegal where, you know, they're remote areas where, you know, these things. I asked the question, how much do we actually, you know, what is up there?
Meanwhile, Donegal County Council's Environment Committee is to hold an emergency meeting in the wake of the RTE Investigates programme. Chairperson of the Environment and Emergency Services Strategic Policy Committee, Councillor Jack Murray, says he has called the meeting to discuss the findings of the programme, which aired last night. The government will have around €800 million for extra spending or tax cuts in the budget. The summer economic statement says the overall budget package will be worth €3.4 billion. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Under EU rules, the government's budget package could be as large as €4.3 billion, but Minister Pascal Donoghue says that would mean running a deficit and needing to borrow or raise taxes to fund spending, so the package will be €3.4 billion, with most of that already committed. It gives the government about €800 million to spend on tax cuts or services. Minister Pascal Donoghue, though, is warning that not everything can be done at the moment.
I'm aware of how expectations have now increased, given the remarkable performance of our economy. However, I have to emphasise that not all demands can be met immediately.
Fianna Fáil say this budget should be a housing budget, and Pascal Donoghue says it will. The minister will also stick to the 2-to-1 ratio of investment versus tax cuts. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
A Donegal County Councillor is calling on the government to include a redress scheme for mica-affected homeowners as part of Budget 2019. Initial councillors have unanimously backed a motion calling on the government to confirm its commitment in principle to such a scheme. Councillor Albert Doherty says with budget preparations already underway, it's imperative that the first tranche of financial assistance for mica homeowners is part of that.
I believe if that protocol time exists now until July 18th, this is a time for anybody and everybody to respond. I also believe there should be no more pitfalls for the government to now make up a decision. Let's make a commitment and principle for a mica redress scheme, and let's show that we have that interest and that commitment for the mica householders by including a tranche in this year's budget for and towards a redress scheme.
And how confident are you that such a scheme will be included as part of Budget 2019?
Well, my confidence, I am confident because I do believe that anything and everything that's been pursued, be that the first expert panel, followed by the Concrete Blocks Technical Committee, anything and everything that's been tried has come up with there is an issue, there is a problem, and it has to be attended to. And I believe Minister English, who has, to be very fair, Minister English has had a keen interest in this, and with Minister McHugh at the Cabinet table, I believe that now the people in Donegal, the affected householders, must be rewarded, as must MAG, for their pursuit of a redress scheme, and this government commitment now to redress must be included in Budget 2019.
Tusla says people who make unacceptable mistakes will be held to account. It's after a report by the health watchdog HICWA found that the Child and Family Agency has to take urgent action to address shortcomings in how it handles child abuse allegations. HICWA found that 65 children were at potential risk of abuse who hadn't been given the correct supports. Tusla has again apologised to Morris McCabe, whose false abuse allegation sparked the HICWA investigation. CEO of Tusla, Fred McBride, said people would be found accountable.
Where people have made a mistake, and it's a glaring mistake, an unacceptable mistake, if I can put it that way, they are absolutely held to account. There's no question about that. They're held to account by me, by the Chief Operations Officer, by Regional Service Directors, and ultimately by the Board. Now, some mistakes are genuine mistakes.
Campaign group Border Communities Against Brexit claims there is a certain level of unawareness in Donegal when it comes to the effects of Britain leaving the EU. The group is hosting a conference in Letterkenny on Friday to discuss the potential impact Brexit will have on the North West. The conference will feature contributions from Derry City and Strabane District Council, Letterkenny Chamber and a number of cross-border employers. Representatives from the European Parliament are also expected to attend and contribute. Tom Murray is one of the organisers. He says Brexit has the potential to affect all sectors of society.
I think there's been a level of complacency in Donegal, or even goes so far as say a level of unawareness in Donegal, and really want to change that. And we're at a crucial time with the EU conference and the deal supposed to be sealed in the next number of weeks, even though I think even the dogs on the street know that there's going to be nothing happening in June at this stage. Post-Brexit, also the final day, we will cross the border four times. And then if we get to an All-Ireland final, we will cross the border four times. And, you know, regular people who go to GAA matches all the time and they go to all parts of Ulster for those matches are going to cross the border at least twice if they're playing in the north. They're going to cross four times if they go through the north to get to the south again. So if you're going to be held up four times for ID going to the Ulster final, it's already hard enough to get there with traffic. It's simple things like that that people aren't thinking about. That's the impact on everyday life. It's the people who shop on either side of the border who then are going to have to stop and have to go through security checks to get into whatever shopping centre they go to, whether they're coming from the north, spending sterling out here, or going in from here, spending euros into the north.
Police in Limavady are appealing to the public for help in locating three missing teenagers from the area who have not been seen since last night. A spokesperson said police are anxious to hear from 16-year-old Emily Brawley, 16-year-old Casey Keeley and 13-year-old Patrick Crumlish. They or anyone who knows of their whereabouts are asked to contact police on the non-emergency number 101. The invitation for President Donald Trump to visit Ireland still stands, according to the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar says it's better to engage with people you don't agree with. Donald Trump has described illegal migrants as infesting the country, as 2,000 children have been detained at the US border in recent months. There's been calls to boycott any Trump visit to Ireland, but the Taoiseach doesn't agree.
In terms of the invitation to President Trump, that invitation, which was issued by my forebear, that invitation stands. However, there is no date for a visit and no preparations have been made in relation to a visit. But as I said before, it's my view that I favour the politics of engagement rather than the politics of boycott or the politics of no platform.
A Donegal man has received a suspended sentence after attacking a former Derry City footballer in Derry last year. 39-year-old Martin Chung from Ardbeanmuth pleaded guilty to a charge of unlawfully and maliciously wounding Barry Malloy in Granny Annie's Bar in Waterloo Street in the city on the 27th of March 2017. Roy Williams reports.
Derry Crown Court was told that Martin Chung had been drinking since 3 p.m. on the day in question and had gone into the bar with some friends. Judge Elizabeth McCaffrey said the defendant had swung at Malloy, not realising he had a glass in his hand, and said he was shocked when he saw the injured party bleeding. When interviewed by police, the defendant initially did not answer, but then explained the circumstances behind the incident. The judge said it was clear that Chung did not mean to hurt Malloy, who required 8 stitches in his injuries. The judge said that while Malloy's injuries were uncomfortable and painful, they could have been more serious. She said that the use of a glass had not been deliberate and there had been no premeditation. Judge McCaffrey said it was a serious assault, but in the circumstances, she would sentence Chung to 6 months in prison, suspended for 2 years.
Aldi has announced a major extension to its Bally Buffet store with 18% more fridge space and new fixtures and fittings, as well as revamped signage. The extension and renovation of the Bally Buffet store is part of a €160 million investment in its Irish network. The new extension and revamp is expected to be fully complete by the end of the year. The store will remain fully open during the majority of the renovation work. The announcement follows confirmation this week of planning permission from Donegal County Council. It's not known what impact, if any, this will have on job numbers.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest selection of Converse footwear.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, in the second half's just underway at Moscow Spartak Stadium in the World Cup. It's currently Poland 0, Senegal 1 in the group H encounter. Idris De Gea's long-range shot was deflected into the Poland net by Thiago Chonek 7 minutes before half-time. And Japan, they sit top of that group after beating 10-man Colombia 2-1 in Saranx. A Yuka Osako header 17 minutes from time saw the Blue Samurai claim all 3 points. Colombia played the vast majority of the game with 10 men after Carlos Sanchez was dismissed for deliberate handball. And later on, Mo Salah is expected to make his World Cup debut when Egypt and Russia meet in their second Group A game in St. Petersburg. Kickoff on that one is at 7 o'clock. And Cork City boss John Caulfield says they've been handed the toughest draw possible in the first qualifying round of the Champions League. The reigning SSE Airtricity Premier Division champions will face Polish champions Legia Warsaw. Today's draw means it'll be the third time in 5 years that Legia have been drawn against Irish opposition. Cork will welcome Legia to Turner's Cross in next month's first leg before travelling to Poland a week later. And Celtic, they take on Alaskert of Armenia. That's in the qualifying round. Crusaders, they play FC Ludogorets of Bulgaria. The Europa League qualifying round draws take place tomorrow. In Gaelic games, the countdown continues for this Sunday's Ulster Senior Football Championship final between Donegal and Fermanagh. This afternoon, Donegal manager Declan Bonner held his pre-final press conference at County House in Lifford, where he confirmed that there are no new injury worries in the Donegal camp ahead of the tie against Rory Gallagher's Airmen. One man who won't be playing is Neil McGee, who has lost his appeal against the red card served during the semi-final against Down. Declan said, it's a blow not to have the Godore man there in Ulster final day.
Yeah, disappointing, Oisin. You know, he's one of the real leaders within the group, within the squad, and unfortunately, we put in the appeal, but he's going to serve a one-match suspension, and it's a big blow for us, no doubt about it, because he's that leadership qualities and that physical presence at full-back.
And listen, he's an experienced player, and when you come to an Ulster final, is the calibre of man that you want on there, particularly in your line of your defence?
Yeah.
It'll be a big miss.
He will be, but as I say, it's an opportunity for someone else now to step in and to do that job, and we can only concentrate and focus on what we have available to us. And as I say, while it's a big loss for us and for Neil, as I say, we move on and concentrate on the replacement.
Yeah. Goes in. No team named yet, but you do have one or two options there to fill that void?
Yeah, listen, we do. And as I say, we've been looking at a few things at training over the last 9 or 10 days, and as I say, whoever comes in, I'm pretty sure will do a job for us next Sunday. And it's important, the squad's there for a reason. There's a good strength and depth within the squad, and it's going to give somebody an opportunity on Sunday to perform in an Ulster final.
What about the rest of the squad? How you fix with personnel injury wise now going into to an Ulster final?
Yeah, injury wise we're not too bad. Marty O'Reilly and Martin McElhenney are still, they're just coming back into training, so they're going to be ruled out, but the rest, bar Neil McGee out suspended, we have everyone else available.
Yeah, it's 20 years on since you were last featuring in an Ulster final, Declan, and on that occasion it didn't work out. Did you think at that stage that there'd be another chance for you as a Donegal manager to go to the big one in Clonus?
Listen, you never close doors on anything, and yeah, that's 20 years ago, and a lot of a lot of things have changed in that period of time. The whole completely different in terms of the preparations, in terms of setup now. And 20 years ago, we felt we probably deserved to get over the line against Derry. It was late Joe Brawley goal that won it for Derry on that occasion. But in terms of professionalism now and the standards required, and at that level, it's absolutely huge. Commitments were always huge, playing inter-county football, but it's gone to a different level over the last maybe 7, 8, 9 years.
Donegal manager Declan Bonner there speaking to Oisín Kelly at today's press conference. Well, Oisín also spoke with County Chairman Mick McGrath, who says with the game close to being a sellout on Sunday, he hopes that supporters will continue to come out and support the team.
Well, it's vitally important. We appreciate the support they've had to date, but the numbers have been down, and it's been debated why, but we're quite surprised today to hear from the Ulster Council that there's only about 4,000 tickets left, and they're expecting it to be sold out within 24 hours. So I would encourage all those that think that there's going to be tickets there at the end of the week to get in and get them as quickly as possible, because they're not going to be there at the end of the week. It's going to be a sellout.
One thing about this year already, even though the crowds have been down, the bulk of the crowds that the games that we've gone to McCool Park, we were running Derry and the last day as well, in the semi-final against Winstown, the bulk of the crowd was Donegal supporters, so they're still there, and they're still getting out, and they're still supporting the county.
Yeah, well, even at our worst days in National League games, we will have 3,000 or 4,000 people, so we have a huge fan base out there. We have 24,000 members in the county, and not all will get to Clonus, but those that want to be there, I'm sure, have tickets at this stage. It's a great honour to be in an Ulster final. This team have worked very, very hard, and they're very committed to what they set out at the beginning of the year, was to win an Ulster title.
It was Mick McGrath there speaking to Oisín Kelly at today's press conference. Moving on to golf, and Thomas Peters, a breakout star in the 2016 Ryder Cup, will be aiming to boost his chances of a return to Team Europe when he joins fellow hopefuls Alexander Levy and Thorborn Olesen at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation, which of course takes place in Ballyluffin. It's the season's fourth Rolex Series event, which takes place from the 5th to the 8th of July. And a field of 130 players have been confirmed for the Irish Open qualifier, which takes place at Rosapenna on June the 30th and July the 1st. The 36-hole tournament, administrated by the PGA in Ireland, will be played in the Sandy Hills Links, with four starting places in the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation at Ballyluffin at stake. PGA professionals will compete alongside six amateurs selected by the GUA and 12 professionals nominated by the European Tour. Leading lights in the PGA in Ireland circuit, including Michael McGeady, Colin Moriarty, Simon Thornton and David Higgins, will be in action, and will be reigning Irish PGA champion Tim Rice. Also featuring will be a number of Challenge Tour regulars, including Rory McGee, who represented Rosapenna as an amateur. Moving on to cycling, and a record number of cyclists will take part in this weekend's Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra 555K Cycle. Between all categories, around 330 riders will compete in this year's event. The final entry list is made up of 28 solos, 24 two-man teams, 42 four-person teams, and 9 eight-person teams. The first of the riders will roll off the ramp at the Ballyrain Hall's accommodation block at 8 o'clock on Friday morning, with the last batch of riders expected to be away at 3:30. The first finishers are expected to come from the two-rider category, and their estimated time across the finish line located at the Mount Errigal Hotel will be around 8:30 on Saturday morning. Finally, for this evening in rugby, Dave Kilcoyne is linked up with the Irish rugby squad in Sydney. The Munster prop trained with Joe Smith's side this morning as the countdown continues to Saturday's Summer Series decider against Australia. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. A Donegal deputy says the health minister has questions to answer over ongoing delays in establishing a disability transport scheme. Applications for the motorised transport grant and mobility allowance schemes were closed to new applicants in 2013, with payments made to existing recipients of the latter continuing pending the establishment of a new dedicated transport support scheme. It's also been revealed that a memorandum to government on proposals for a new transport support payment scheme was withdrawn last month. Deputy Pierce Doherty says this scheme is vital, particularly for those residing in counties like Donegal.
No more than in an area of Donegal where people are dependent on the use of their car. We don't have the trams, the loose, the trains. We don't have those type of additional options for travel. And the motorised transport scheme was a huge benefit for people to purchase a vehicle, to have it adapted to suit their own needs. And the allowance also was an important monthly payment to recognise the additional costs for somebody with a disability in relation to getting from A to B. And, you know, for the last 5 years, anybody in my constituency simply can't avail of that unless you were a person who was availing of it at the time of 2013 when this government, with their Labour colleagues, decided to end the scheme. And I think, you know, it just speaks volumes of the priority that this government and each of its ministers give to the issue of disability. When 5 years on, we still don't have a scheme in place. And despite us believing that a memorandum was going to Cabinet, we understand that that memorandum did go to Cabinet, but it had to be pulled from the agenda of Cabinet. And there are serious questions that the Minister for Health needs to answer in relation to that. And why are these individuals, these needs, always being put to the back of the queue?
There are calls on sports clubs across the county to get to work on pitching for a new €40 million funding package. The 2018 round of special grants under the Sports Capital Programme has been increased from last year's levels, with new grants now being considered. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says the opportunities that this money provides for communities are invaluable. He's urging everyone involved in clubs up and down Donegal to pull out all the stops to make successful bids.
Certainly the clubs that have been successful, obviously that this doesn't preclude them from applying again. I also would like to, you know, give a strong message to the, I suppose, the lesser mentioned sports as well, that this is sports capital for a range of sports, and for people not to be shy about applying.
And it is important to do the groundwork now and have as good a bid as possible submitted.
It is, yeah. Now, the system is something that I'm quite critical of as well, that, you know, if there's a very, very minor problem with the application, there is no second chance, and that puts the onus very much on the clubs to make sure to have the application 100% perfect. I know a lot of clubs were let down last year and the year before because of maybe a award missing or something to do with title or something like that, that was something that could have been rectified within hours, and that's very difficult. So my message would be liaise with clubs that have been successful, find out what the proper way of doing it, and ensure that everything is complete, because I do share the disappointment of clubs that haven't been successful in the past. But look, this is an opportunity now to put it right and get in there and compete.
And for weather now, overall dull and cloudy this evening with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, persistent and local at times. Rain and drizzle will continue through the night with lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the family of Aidan McInnesby say they've taken a further step towards justice. It's been confirmed a British soldier will be charged with manslaughter after the 23-year-old was killed at an army checkpoint in County Tyrone. There are fears illegal dumping in Donegal is a much deeper issue than initially thought. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin claims there are potentially 16 million tyres illegally buried in hills outside Cardona. A Donegal County Councillor is calling on the government to include a redress scheme for mica-affected homeowners as part of Budget 2019. In a show, councillors have unanimously backed a motion calling on the government to confirm its commitment in principle to such a scheme. And a Donegal man has received a suspended sentence after attacking a former Derry City footballer in Derry last year. 39-year-old Martin Chung from Ardban Moff pleaded guilty to a charge of unlawfully and maliciously wounding Barry Malloy in Granny Annie's Bar in Waterloo Street in the city on the 27th of March 2017. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 19th of June. The death has taken place of Sean Diamond, 36, Melmont Gardens, Strabán, formerly of Mahara, County Derry. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmont at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Alzheimer's Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has occurred of Michael Byrne, Mean Lara Gortha-Hork. His remains will repose at his late home from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Christ the King Church, Gortha-Hork, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tomorrow and Thursday night at 10 o'clock. Family time, please, after the rosary until 10am and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Mary Frances McBride, Chalk Hummus, Middletown, Derry Beg. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Removal tomorrow to St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery.